A proposed residential golf complex called the Links at Centerton is raising concerns for some about its possible effect on a migratory and native bird habitat in Benton County. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Demand for housing in northwest Arkansas has spurred widespread new construction not seen in the region since before the Great Recession of 2008. A high-density housing complex is planned, for example, southeast of Centerton by a company named 2188 LLC, incorporated by James Earl Lindsay, CEO, Lindsay Management, and owner of Lindsay & Associates, Incorporated. The listed applicant, Hugh Jarrett, recently presented the project at a Centerton Planning Commission and Board of Zoning Adjustment public hearing.
The brief overview of our project is a multifamily apartment development surrounded by a golf course, and then we have single-family homes up against the north and the east to abutting the single-family neighbors that we have on the north and the east, and then some commercial, about 300 feet deep of commercial along 279.
Lindsay plans to build a sprawling hybrid recreational housing development, including 16 three-story buildings and an 18-hole golf course on a prairie across the road and northwest of Charlie Craig State Fish Hatchery, one of a dozen operated by Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. The hatchery site, open to the public, is designated by National Audubon Society as an IBA, Important Bird Area, part of a network of bird habitats in the U.S. that harbor significant population of birds, including scissor-tail flycatchers. Audubon, Arkansas Bird Conservation Director Dan Scheiman spoke at the virtual hearing.
And what strikes me is all the development planned for all around the fish hatchery.
Scheiman is urging Audubon constituents to oppose the development. We spoke to him the morning before the hearing.
The fish hatchery provides wetland habitat that's kind of rare in northwest Arkansas. So there are a lot of water birds that take advantage of that during migration. Waterfowl, wading birds, secretive marsh birds, and especially shorebirds that gather in large concentrations all throughout migration.
Scheiman says 272 bird species have been recorded at the constructed wetland, including species of concern such as least tern, marsh wren, as well as here in order of field sound, piping plover, loggerhead shrike, and sedge wren. Scheiman says the Centerton Fish Hatchery is one of the most popular birding spots in the tri-state region.
We've lost nearly 3 billion birds since 1970. That's one in four birds that are gone now. It's due to a variety of factors, but habitat loss is one of the biggest ones. So the development in northwest Arkansas, like in other places, just chips away at habitat bit by bit and causes this gradual decline in birds over time.
Jackie Brown, a bird enthusiast who lives within walking distance of the hatchery, spoke to us the day after the Planning Commission hearing. Right now, she says she's seeing a lot of migratory birds passing through.
There's different migration paths for them to come, but these birds are all coming up from South America and Central America, where they wintered. And then they're all coming up here to the United States, and they're, you know, scatter out across and, you know, go up into Canada. And that's where they nest.
The 60-acre fish hatchery located southwest of Centerton, built in the 1930s by Arkansas Game and Fish, features ponds designed to spawn and culture catfish, walleye, crappie, small and largemouth bass, all distributed to nearby lakes and streams. Hatchery managers allow birds, including eagles, osprey, and heron, to freely feed on fish they raise. Centerton resident Sarah Wittenberg also spoke at the public hearing.
I'm a graduate of the University of Arkansas. I have a master's in biology, and I'm also a birder. Years ago, when I lived in Fayetteville, I would trek to Centerton to bird the fish hatchery. Now I'm fortunate to live only 5 minutes away. My kids and my husband and I visit often to birdwatch and look for frogs and turtles and just enjoy being outside. So from a birder's perspective, this is an invaluable resource with regards to bird habitat. And this extensive complex and golf course would severely compromise the springs, which feed the hatchery, and it would cause a demise of this critical habitat and public resource, such as fertilizer runoff from the golf course and the parking lot pollution runoff from 1,000 cars that are going to be associated with this huge complex. So I implore you, please, to reconsider how you proceed with zoning this property.
The hatchery ponds are fed by a deep well as well as an artesian spring located within the development zone. Destin Cassipio lives north of the proposed development. He's gone door to door gathering 500 signatures from residents who oppose Lindsay's project. During the public hearing, he read a letter submitted to the planning board, authored by John Van Brahana, Professor Emeritus, Department of Geosciences at the University of Arkansas.
He said the environment of the threatened species in Arkansas are closely monitored and undertaking construction in this in an area of one of their few known occurrences without first conducting a thorough and in-depth study has significant risks to water quality of the aquifer in which the fish, he's talking about the cavefish, are found.
The Ozark cavefish is listed by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service as threatened. Cassipio pointed out that the State Highway Department years ago relocated a section of I-540 interstate construction to protect a population of cavefish at a habitat in Cave Springs. During the meeting, it was revealed that no environmental study is planned for the links at Centerton, but development applicant Hugh Jarrett said this.
We're going to, in a partnership, protect that spring and the hatchery water supply, whether it's a conservation easement or whether it's a deed. We are going to work in partnership with them to restore that spring to its native state.
The spring, located on West Fish Hatchery Road, is impaired by sedimentation caused by a dirt mine operated by the project developer, turns out, according to one letter of complaint to Centerton planners. But Jarrett says, along with restoring the spring site, he plans to plant native grasses and deploy flood management techniques to protect and conserve the habitat and local residents. Ben Batten, chief of fisheries with Arkansas Game and Fish, spoke up at the Planning Commission hearing.
What I would like to ask respectfully is that this group consider, which it seems like has been proposed, tabling the final decision on this until 2188 LLC and the Game and Fish Commission can reach an agreement that conserves our resources and that we can go forth with and support. And that's what I have. Thank you.
The Centerton Planning Commission agreed to table the links at Centerton Project for now. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.